This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on rising tensions in West Asia. The participants are Shilkant Sharma, former diplomat, and Vinod Kumar, Prasar Bharati special correspondent in Dubai. The moderator is Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the escalating tensions in the Middle East, and we have seen that the Indian embassy in Beirut has also now issued a travel advisory, urging Indian nationals to exercise heightened caution and advising against travel to Lebanon. In a post on X, the embassy reaffirmed its previous advisory from August 1st this year, highlighting the situation in Lebanon has become increasingly unstable due to the recent events. The advisory clearly states that as a reiteration of the advisory issued on August 1st, 2024, and in view of the recent developments and escalations in the region, Indian nationals are strongly advised against traveling to Lebanon. Till further notice, all Indian nationals already in Lebanon are also strongly advised to leave Lebanon. Ambassador Sharma, when you see the escalating tensions in the region and this now advisory coming out, how do you see this evolving, especially for a lot of Indians who live and work in the Middle East?
Indians in the Gulf region and the Middle East, we are totally against expanding a regional conflagration. We do not want a regional war in that area. So India's position has been throughout last 1 year that they want peace and calm to return and let them talk and through diplomatic and peaceful means find a solution. And India has been against escalating tensions and escalating conflict. But in Lebanon, what has happened is a next spiral of escalation which has taken place over the last week. First, there were pagers and there were a lot of people killed. And then there were attacks on the missile commander. Yesterday, Hezbollah's missile commander has been killed. And so there's a second senior commander in Lebanon who has been killed by Israel. You know, Ibrahim Kubaisi was killed yesterday. And before that, Shukr was killed in 31st of July. And that's how 1st of August things became very tense. So Embassy of India issued an advisory. And this time, the advisory is more serious because everyone is worried about a serious escalation, very grave escalation of tension, of conflict. The Iran-backed Hezbollah, the Hamas, the Houthis, they are all now poised to attack Israel. And Israel is very difficult to understand their strategy or tactics. As far as Hezbollah is concerned and Lebanon is concerned, this is not the first time. They did it in 78. There was a Shatura Accord and Israel agreed that Palestinians will be in north of Brittany River. Then 1982, there was very, very grisly violence at that time. And President Reagan had complained about it. And he called the Israeli prime minister and said, stop it. Then came 2006 when Israelis and the had a full-scale war. And they couldn't get, it was a stalemate. So finally it was stopped. And the lesson drawn was that Hezbollah is too strong in Lebanon and don't mess with them. Now, this is the fourth time and Israelis are now saying, telling the Lebanese citizens that get after Nasrullah, who is the leader of Hezbollah, and don't let him stay in Lebanon. This is akin to the message they used to give in 1978 about PLO and Arafat. In 1982, when they agreed to stop the war, Arafat was told to quit Lebanon and he moved to Tunis. So this is how the situation is so complex that the Palestinians and these Arabs who support them and these Iranians, it is Israel which constantly expands the theater of war and chooses at its time to strike. And the strikes are very violent. They are very disastrous.
Ambassador Sharma, if we were to look at what has been happening, you know, over the almost 1 year now, we had last October the horrific attack by Hamas on the Israeli citizens and then Israel launching the counteroffensive in Gaza. And now what we are seeing in Lebanon, there is also, and we had the Iranian president a few days back, he was saying at the UN that, you know, this is an attempt by Israel to bring the whole of the Middle East into a conflict or an attempt to make this conflict even wider. Do you feel, our worst fears are coming true in the sense that this conflict is growing in size? And is there any danger that players like Iran at some point will have to get into it or will be pushed into getting into this conflict?
If after October 7, when the escalation started and Israeli bombing started, if Iran did not jump in at that time, the situation today is much worse for Iran to jump in. if Iran had to follow advice for restraint, say 1 year back, then that advice for restraint today is even more relevant because the global situation is not easy today. It is worse than what was a year back. So, and then everyone is counseling Israel and Iran and the other parties like Hezbollah, Hamas, not to escalate conflict, not to widen the conflagration. So there is wise counsel from everyone. But the actions are such that they beget worse reactions. So that is why everyone is fearful that there were pager attacks that aroused extraordinary concern. And then these people started in Iran, for instance. They feared that attacks like that will happen in Iran also. And this Israeli tactic of frightening the adversary by excessive violence has not worked, at least last 40 years, it has not worked. They might succeed temporarily, but the other party somehow the other bounces back, either low tech or in other ways. So this is the whole point. And then the other side also says that Israel doesn't distinguish between what it says are the targets. It strikes at Lebanon with impunity. It strikes at Syria with impunity. Now, there have been attacks on Hamas, Hezbollah. There have been attacks in any case. So Israel is attacking all these parties for what purpose? Because it is not getting peace and it is not securing, like Israel now says, that its citizens in the northern part of Israel, their security is the priority of the war, which is a very frightening statement. That means they are not secure yet. And Israel is going to war to ensure their security. So what has led Israel to make their own citizens in the northern region vulnerable? Then Hezbollah has fired missiles, and those missiles, they say, no one has heard. But, you know, this is what they will do. So this is a situation from where escalation is no solution.
Ambassador Sharma, when we see the attacks that are happening in Lebanon today and Israel, you know, it has also said that there was some media reports coming out that the US and France has proposed a peace plan. And Netanyahu is saying that he doesn't want to have any ceasefire in the region. Do you feel that we are seeing an Israeli stance which has hardened with time and is not open to maybe negotiations or a pause or some kind of a ceasefire?
The adversaries of Israel or their interlocutors, they blame Israel for using peace talks and these efforts at mediation and reconciliation to buy time so that it can strike when the iron is hot. So their trust on Israel is diminishing with passing time, diminishes and reduces the scope of a peaceful solution. Israel, on the other hand, gets more and more confident that it can marginalize the opposition. And this time it is very confident that by its very serious attacks on the two senior Hezbollah commanders in Lebanon and the pager attacks, Israel seems to feel that they have an upper hand and they can go after Nasrallah. But history of the last 40 years has shown that if they kill one, other person will come up, because the every act of violence begets more people coming to the path of violence. And that has been the case with the population which has suffered in the south of Lebanon, in Syria, in Gaza, in Yemen. They all feel that they have been done in. There is a need for both sides to withdraw from the brink. But Israel's policy is that for one attack, however ferocious it could be, like October 7 was a heinous attack last year. But Israel's response and retaliation has been many times much more violent and grisly. 40,000 Palestinians have been killed. Now, the implications of that are easy to guess, that the region is not heading for peace, but for instability, if not conflagration. And this instability in which these, and this technology, God, we have been in this field for past 50 years. Every time you feel that there is a technology fix which will solve your problem, this never happens, you know. There might be a pager violence today, and there might have been some pinpointed attacks. But soon the other side will also get after it, and the theater of war will get even more grisly. You know, they will all more violent. This kind of attacks, very soon the other side will also have capability to start attacking like that. So this way of technology doesn't help. It has not helped Israel so far. The Iron Dome has not protected it from missiles to be launched from Hezbollah, or even Houthi attacked, I believe. So, and Hamas, their attack was so ferocious, despite all the protection that Israel gets from its technology superiority.
Ambassador Sharma, at this point, we will try and bring in Vinod Kumar, who's the special correspondent based in Dubai with Akashvani. And Vinod, since you are there in the region, I wanted to ask you, how do you see the tensions between Israel and the Hezbollah? How does this impact the region as a whole? Because you are there, you get a sense of how it is impacting the region, the Middle East region.
Yes, Imran, I would like to take forward from what Ambassador has told. This is having a regional destabilization role due to this war. Conflict is risking drawing other regional actors like Iran and Syria, which are both aligned with Hezbollah. This can lead to a wider instability and war which is caused in Iraq and other Middle Eastern countries, how they disrupted total economic output of this entire region. On top of that, we have sectarian tensions also, like the Israel-Hezbollah conflict formed by the Hezbollah is part of a wider Shia-Sunni struggle. And this heightens the sectarian divisions in the Middle East. This is one thing. And seeing, if you see the map, Lebanon is placed in the East Mediterranean energy fields, and other actors like Houthi, which are in this Red Sea area, can have a strong impact on the trade routes, oil prices, energy supplies. This could definitely affect the global energy markets, which are already being affected. Energy prices are fluctuating. And this will also affect the economic recovery on the countries which is reliant on this regional stability. Not only this West Asia, even the war in Ukraine and Russia has also affected this entire energy market worldwide. Definitely, peace in this area is very much instrumental for a global peace. And this conflict also diverts attention from other critical regional peace efforts, including the Israeli-Palestinian issue and normalization deals, like I mentioned.
Ambassador Sharma, how do you see India positioning itself? Because we see that India today enjoys excellent relations with Israel, but India also enjoys excellent ties with every Middle Eastern nation.
India's first and uppermost priority is the safety and security of its nationals. And India's good relations with all parties in the region are first and foremost necessary to ensure that if situation gets, from bad to worse, then our nationals are not put in harm's way and we could get them back. This has been our highest priority. Apart from that, India has been asking for de-escalation, has been asking for prevention of escalation of conflict, warfare, violence, and choosing the way of peace through diplomacy. So these are the lines in which India has been working. It has also been in favor of a two-state solution to the problem of Palestine. But the two-state solution has been actually left behind by the Hamas violence last October. And no one in Israel can afford to allow state remaining from where attack can come to Israel. So first requirement for everyone to stop the path of peace. And this wider interest, Israel has been against it, saying that the problem is Palestine, so it wants to contain the problem of Palestine and solve it. But its methods are such that other countries feel that they are being unfair, so they jump in. Iran, on the other hand, feels this is Iran's way to ensure that the region remains under its control. So, and that's where U.S. comes in, because U.S. does not like Iran hegemony in the region. And Iran feels that unless its proxies are there, they won't care for Iran. Then, there have been violent attacks on Iran's senior military leaders in the past 3-4 years, and in Syria and in Tehran. So all these are actually sparks which can ignite the fire. And the concerned parties have to ensure that they don't do this. There is a political reason. They say that Netanyahu's political future within Israel is contingent upon what he does with this war. So, all these regional and trans-regional factors, they come into play in this whole game. And this game has become very, very violent, very prone to conflagration.
So we will end today's discussion with these thoughts, and in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on the situation in the Middle East and how it is escalating in terms of tensions. With these conversations, we bring today's dialogue to an end. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on rising tensions in West Asia. The participants were Shilkant Sharma, former diplomat, and Vinod Kumar, Prasar Bharti, special correspondent in Dubai. The moderator was Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News On Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News On AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.